Now we find that after the death of Rehoboam, that his son Abijah, or Abijam as it is here, comes to the throne. And we read in verse 1 now of chapter 15 of 1 Kings. Now in the 18th year of King Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, reigned Abijam over Judah. 3 years reigned he in Jerusalem, and his mother's name was Maacah, and she is the daughter of Abishalom. And this is something that's quite interesting, and you will find it all the way through this section. Every time a king is mentioned, why, you will find out his mother's mentioned. And that's unusual. Generally, we're told who his father was, that he succeeded, but here the mother is given. And again, that's unusual. Now, why is that given? Well, I have a suggestion to make to you. The mother had a great deal to do in influencing the life of the boy. And my position here is, and it's my judgment, that the reason God recorded the name of the mother along with the king, he's a bad king, she's partially responsible. He's a good king, she's partially responsible. She has to accept responsibility for him. And today, I feel like we are living in a time when a great deal of condemnation and judgment is made against these kids that have become hippies and that sort of thing. And I recognize that sometimes out of a Christian home, why, the trouble arises. But generally, there's a background for it. And ordinarily, these kids have a mother. Most of them do, you know. And the mother is partially responsible. You can't escape it, friend. Now, I know that this cuts very deep and very hard. We today need to recognize that mother has had an opportunity of influence on the little one. And if a little one has grown up to feel neglected and unwanted and unloved, maybe mother ought to stop and think. And instead of trying to be president of the Missionary Society and singing in the choir and trying to do everything in the church, it might be nice to stay home some evening, take the little one up in your arms and just love him and just let him know how much you really appreciate him. That is something that I think is being neglected in our day. The biggest problem that most young couples have today is finding a babysitter. May I say to you, we need, I think today, a little bit more mother sitters that take little Willie or little Susie in their arms and spend a lot of time loving him. It takes a lot of loving, friends, to bring a child up today. This is something that's very important. Now, I take time out for this because, very candidly here, it will occur again and again. Every time we have a bad king, his mama's name is given to us. I think God was trying to tell us something. And if he's a good king, her name's given also. She'll get credit for that. And I just wouldn't want to be the mother of some of these rascals that we're going to find here in Scripture. I think it disturbed me a great deal to have been the mother of some of them. Somebody said, well, you can't be the mother. Of course I can't. But I'd sure hate to be.